Good day, I'm Anjui. James Soyez with JIS Midday News for Thursday, May 5. Coming up, Foreign Affairs Ministry gets letter of commitment from Trinidad and Tobago, 10,000 additional hotel rooms to be built, and Health Ministry warns against ackee poisoning. The news in detail after the break.
Every person, adult or child, taken into police custody is entitled to legal representation by an attorney. It's your right. Ask the police to call a duty counsel for question and answer, identification parade, and application for station or court bail. The duty counsel program is free. A message from the Legal Aid Council.
Now the news. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade is advising that the government of Trinidad and Tobago has responded positively to calls made by Portfolio Minister Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith. This in light of issues related to the treatment of Jamaican nationals entering the Twin Island Republic. Senator Johnson-Smith says in a letter, Minister of Foreign and CARICOM Affairs of Trinidad and Tobago Senator Dennis Moses committed to implementing customer service training at Piarco International Airport next month. The training will seek to target those who interact with passengers who are denied entry. Further commitments include the retrofitting of a dedicated facility at the airport by July 2016 for the use of persons who are denied entry. Senator Johnson-Smith says Jamaica welcomes these undertakings by the government of Trinidad and Tobago, noting that discussions are ongoing in the interests of Jamaicans. The ministry is further advising that discussions will continue in earnest and further updates will be provided in due course. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says the steady growth in the tourism sector will necessitate the construction of 10,000 additional rooms to accommodate an increase in visitor arrivals. The aim is to have approximately 30,000 rooms available in the sector by the end of 2020.
I think we need immediately 2,000 rooms, immediately, and then to expand at a rate of another 2 for the next 5 years.
Minister Bartlett was speaking in an interview with JIS News. Jamaica currently has approximately 20,000 hotel rooms, some 85% of which are in the all-inclusive industry. The tourism ministry is forecasting a 3% increase in arrivals for the winter season, which ran from December 15, 2015 to April 15, 2016, and is also optimistic of increased growth for the upcoming summer period. Chief Technical Director in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Dermond Spence, says a sustainable development approach is vital in protecting the environment. Mr. Spence says a clean environment impacts the health of the population and reduction in mosquito-borne diseases.
I wish to also encourage you to help clean up the environment. These plastic bottles and all these plastic bags, the garbage that we throw around the place. If we do not maintain a clean environment, then no amount of medical prescription can save us. I urge us all to play our part in nurturing the earth, preserving our lives.
Mr. Spence was speaking at the 10th Annual Earth Day Expo in St. Mary on Wednesday. The event was organized by the Public Gardens Division of the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries in commemoration of Earth Day celebrated on April 22. The Chief Technical Director is urging all segments of society to look at solutions to environmental challenges as a gateway to and catalyst for the creation of entrepreneurial activities, vocational enterprises, and cottage industries. And the Ministry of Health is urging the public to be cautious in the preparation and consumption of ackee to avoid poisoning. This in the wake of 2 cases of poisoning caused by the popular fruit since the start of the year. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Winston Delahaye is reminding Jamaicans that if ackee is not prepared properly, it can be harmful due to the potential high levels of toxins. In a press release issued Wednesday, Dr. Delahaye said only fit and well-opened ackees are to be used by householders. He says ackee should be allowed to open naturally and fully on the tree before it is picked and eaten or sold. The fruit should not be opened by force or by using a knife or any other implement. If not properly ripened, ackee contains high levels of a toxin called hypoglycin, which can potentially lead to death if consumed. Symptoms of ackee poisoning include vomiting, stomach cramps and abdominal pain, dizziness, diarrhea, and sweating. If persons are experiencing these symptoms, they should seek medical attention immediately and should have a sweet drink while on their way to the health center or hospital. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Soyez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.